Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard the DO Weekly Podcast. Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding. If this is your first time listening, we hope you'll check out our website at doweekly.net. If you have more time to spend, becoming an official weekly tier at doweekly.net/support is an especially good value. Thanks for traveling with us today, and we hope you have a happy and memorable listen to this week's episode.
Well, hello and welcome to this special episode of DL Weekly. We're actually pre-recording this episode tonight because when this airs, when you get to listen, Tag and I will actually be wrapping up our most recent trip to Disneyland.
And Teresa will be newly married.
Yes.
Church bells, bing bong, bing bong.
Very excited. And of course, producer Vern is coming. Otherwise, I'd be getting married to nobody. So yes, producer Vern will be there. Of course, James will be there, as well as the two exchange students, tons of my family, tons of Vern's family,
friends,
all sorts of people are going to be there. We're very excited for this trip. And so we decided, since we've kept this trip sort of hush hush because I wanted to keep my wedding date private, we've been like bursting at the seams to tell you all everything about this. Has been very hard to keep this excitement to ourselves.
I will tell you, though, after having streams and posting episodes, as the month goes on, it becomes more and more clear where the wedding's going to
be. Yes.
Because there's only so many weekends left. So as we record this, we're a little over a week away from the wedding. Mm-hmm. And when this posts, so we're just under 2 weeks from when this will actually post for you guys.
Yep.
So there's not going to be any news or anything. We're just going to talk about the trip because we want to have all this done. So when we are there that week, there is no podcast business whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Because Teresa has enough going on. The fact that she even had time to sit down to record this is a blessing, I suppose. So, but we will be back next week on the 30th of March with a normal episode for you guys. So,
in that episode, we're going to cover everything that happened and everything that we did. So, this episode, we're just focusing on
The plans,
our excitement,
all the stuff you couldn't say until now,
all the things we couldn't say until now. So, buckle in.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
So let's start with the stuff that you couldn't say. So what
everything
are the things
I couldn't say?
What are the things that you've been wanting to say that you now have a mic in front of you and can say? First of all, when was your big day?
So the big day was March 20th, 2022. It was a Sunday of all days. I know, mm-hmm. A little different, but so excited. So excited. Vern and I have been together for a while. We've actually been together for 12 years. We got engaged after 10 years, but had to postpone because of COVID and travel. But we knew right away, clearly, Disneyland weddings where this needed to happen. Like, perfect. We've been together for so long. We've been to so many other weddings that the traditional wedding just didn't really appeal to us.
Sure.
But going and making it's something more than just the ceremony, more than just the traditional reception. Very, very appealing. We're very excited to be able to share this special day with a smaller group. There's about 25 people in total that are all going to be there. And everybody's just so excited. We have seasoned Disneyland people all the way down to people that have never been to Disneyland before. So it's going to be a really fun group to experience the parks with. But the big day itself is we're having a morning wedding followed by a brunch reception to conclude our days in the park in the evening to just enjoy the park and enjoy each other's company. So we're very, very excited.
Now, I do want to tell you guys, so the wedding and everything has happened. So
it hasn't happened while we're recording, but when you listen, it will have already happened.
We may go back and forth in our phrasing of things of it did happen or it's going to be this. But just know this episode's coming out on the 23rd. The wedding happened a few days ago on the 20th, but we were recording this early. So
just to be clear,
so people aren't getting all confused with the timeline. Where are you getting married? Since now you can also talk about that.
I can also disclose that information. We're getting married at the Disneyland Hotel
which we knew.
The adorable Adventure Lawn Gazebo. If you've never gone back to see this space, it's small, it's intimate, but it's just naturally beautiful. Mm-hmm. So much so, in fact, that I was very excited. We actually aren't going to do any decor there. It's going to just be what it is because it's just adorable. It's surrounded by all this lush green trees. The gazebo itself is painted nice bright white. There's vines that are growing within the gazebo, like lattice too. Very pretty.
How did you land on this location?
So I decided to go specifically. So there's so many different places. The castle and getting married. Everybody, of course, when you're getting married in Disneyland's like, oh, are you getting married in front of the castle? That would be amazing.
You are not minted in gold, so no.
Yeah, I'm not made of money. I'm not a trillionaire. No, it's expensive. I don't remember how expensive it is. But the other big thing that I didn't even take into consideration, but it makes 100% total sense, you have to have your wedding either prior to the park opening or after the park closes. So you're either getting married super early in the morning or super late at night, or maybe super early in the morning, both ways, whichever way you look at it. Now, the time of day just seemed no go to me.
The night thing sounds perfect for me.
But I'm more of a morning person.
Yeah.
So I would be falling asleep. And I don't know if the reception would have been enjoyable, because I think people would have been so tired.
Oh, I'm sure.
So tired. So we decided, as amazing as it would be to get married in front of the castle, timing and price just wasn't our thing. And I've just had this fascination with the Disneyland Hotel. I love the grounds. I think they're beautiful. Nothing against the Grand Californian.
Sure.
But I just really like the look of the grounds. I like the lush green tropical vibe. And this little gazebo, I didn't actually know this gazebo existed prior to wedding planning, but it was just perfect. Of course, everybody thinks of the Rose Court Garden, which, don't get me wrong, that's also beautiful. I'd consider
that's the bigger one.
That's
right?
The bigger one. Yep. And I'd considered the Rose Court Garden as well. One thing, this is maybe a weird thing, it has AstroTurf, so that kind of was a little. I'm not sure, but I just like the look of the smaller gazebo. And the other thing too, since we have such a small group going, the Rose Court Garden space would have swallowed our group whole, I think. So we decided on that. I did know I wanted to do outdoor, because there are also many, many indoor venues that we could have chose as
well.
What
were the indoor venues? Like, I didn't even
different,
know.
There's like a Sleeping Beauty Pavilion.
Oh.
There's different indoor locations, basically banquet halls, conference rooms kind of things. Yeah.
After the wedding, you're having a reception.
Yep.
Where is that?
So our brunch reception is actually going to be over at the Grand Californian Hotel at the Breeza Courtyard. Easy pick. I also love the outdoors, right? We're coming from the Midwest. I am
where it's cold.
All for the 75 to 80 degree weather that it is looking like it's going to be for the big day.
Me
so,
too.
Sun, we're here for it. We want to be outside and enjoy the sunshine as much as we can. And I just really, I'm not a very good person when it comes to looking at a space and knowing how to decorate it.
Oh, sure.
So I liked, even with our reception that we're having back home, I chose my venues based on what I think of it as it looks just normally. I think this looks really beautiful just as it is? And can I just do a little couple of things to enhance that? Mm-hmm. That's perfect for me. But there's other people that want basically a blank canvas because they have a vision. I'm just not that person. So I really like the intimate of, I like the circle, how they've got the three circles at the Breeza Courtyard.
Sure.
The thing that 100% sold me, though, is the monorail. The fact that the monorail travels through the middle of that area there. So, yeah.
Just hopefully it doesn't kick a brake shoe at you. Just kidding.
That's terrible.
I mean, so when we were there in December, we did look at these areas and kind of look at it, because you had chosen them by that point. So it was cool to see that. Now, are you going to feel a little fishbowly? Because it does seem like it's an area that a lot of people walk around.
I was worried about that, but I don't think so. I think we're going to be so into doing our own little thing, and the people walking by are going to be just out of the corner of our eye. I don't think it's going to be as obvious. The other thing that Disney does too is they do a really nice job of trying to help keep, both of these things are happening in technically public spaces.
Yeah.
Anybody could just kind of walk over there. It's not like it's behind a closed door. But Disney tries to do a really good job of kind of keeping a perimeter so that people aren't just
crashing your party.
Yeah, in the middle of your party all of a sudden. So they do have signs up. They do have cast members that kind of keep an eye and try and, keep your day as private and special as they can.
You've talked a little bit on the podcast before about the wedding planner situation, and because of COVID, you've gone through so many different folks. Yeah. So when was the last time you talked to your current planner, and how have they been?
My current planner, Maggie, is wonderful. She's really wonderful. I'm very excited to meet her in person. Mm. We've, of course, had video calls up to this point, but she's looking into doing some stuff for us. And she looked into some stuff that I had requested that isn't stuff that they normally do. Sure. But I figured, hey, you know what? Why not ask? Worst they can say is no.
Did you throw down the I'm a podcast host card?
I did not. No, I didn't throw that. I think maybe we talked about the podcast, but not a lot. I think I casually mentioned, I apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry. I just know weird stuff because I do this podcast or whatever. Yeah, I'll have to I should make it a point to bring her a button or
probably
something.
Yeah.
But we have a planner. So part of doing your wedding through Disney is you get a Disney wedding planner. The other thing that is included too is we get a day of coordinator. So on the actual day, there's going to be somebody there with us the whole time. I don't know if I know who that person is yet. We get to meet her though at the reception I guess I don't know if it's who it is. So we get to meet them at the reception.
Okay.
And Maggie said that she tries to be
there. The reception or the rehearsal?
Oh, sorry. We get to meet the day of coordinator at the rehearsal.
Gotcha.
The day before, for sure. I think in an email I have I have the person's name, but I just don't remember.
You've never talked to them
directly
or anything?
No, because the only time that they're involved is day of. So they're the hey, why isn't the florist here yet?
They're the frontline warrior for you on your wedding day.
They're my they're the buffer between me and me and vendors and stuff. So they help coordinate those sort of things.
So as part of the wedding package, what does Disney offer you? Because I know that you have at least one night at the Disneyland Hotel.
Yeah. So they are gifting me one night at the Disneyland Hotel.
I mean, you say gifting, but you're paying for it.
Yeah. So as far as I know, that's the only extra pixie dust that I get.
But you're staying an extra day.
I'm staying a couple extra days, I've been banking up my Disney Visa card points and my Disney dollars through that. And I'm getting three nights at the Disneyland Hotel for a fraction of what it would cost for one night. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Do you know where you're staying yet? Did they tell you?
I don't know if I'm what tower I'm in or anything like that. Mm-mm.
You don't know if you have a theme park view. I guess it wouldn't be a theme park view. It'd be a downtown Disney view.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want a downtown Disney view right
what
now.
What view would you want?
Probably of the pool and stuff of the hotel grounds.
True.
Because right now they're tearing that side of downtown Disney down. So it wouldn't be a very, very beautiful. I mean, it'd be interesting, but it wouldn't be a nice view.
You're like, I remember this building being torn down when I got married here.
Yeah.
It's not there anymore. Awesome. So this is all happening, or this all happened, I should say, this past Sunday. So what else are the plans for this trip? Now, you guys are coming in different than when I'm coming in.
Yeah.
I came in on Friday, and Saturday I kind of had the morning to myself is the plan. And then I'm going with Teresa to the Bowers Museum where they have you want to explain what that is? I forgot what it was.
I'm so excited. So I'm going to back up a step. Vern and I are flying into California late on Wednesday the 16th. The 17th is kind of just a bonus day. It's a freebie day. The plan originally was to fly in on the 17th, but the flight was actually... It ended up working out for us to fly in a day before, even with paying the hotel room costs.
Yeah,
so we decided to bump it back a day. So the 17th is just we're going to do the morning. We're picking up our marriage license. That was an interesting process. It's not super Disney related, but it was easy. I was a little nervous about how to do a marriage license from out of state and oh my gosh, do we have to make a separate trip out there just to do this? Because the state of Wisconsin, I think you need to apply in person X amount of days before and it's all this, whatever. California, no. I could go online, apply online and set up my appointment to go pick it up. And as long as I applied online 90 days or less before the event, no problem. They'll keep it on file. So I just have to go pick it up. So we're picking it up Thursday the 17th. Yeah, so we picking it up in downtown Anaheim. And then I think we're going to take the afternoon to, we're going to have, the plan is to have Blaze Pizza. because I love Blaze Pizza. Vern loves Blaze Pizza.
Blaze Pizza is very good.
The best man and our officiant, who is also one of Vern's very good close friends, are both coming in Thursday morning. Neither of them have been to Disneyland, and I am so excited about this. Aaron, our officiant, hasn't been to a Disney park since he was like 6 years old, and I don't think Greg's been to a Disney park ever. We're really excited to experience and show them the park. But we're going to introduce them to Blaze after they get in from their morning flight, have an afternoon nap. We're going to go to Blaze. The plan is to go out to Bowers to check out the Disney Archives exhibit right now, which is the Crown Jewels exhibit. Check that out and then just kind of have a evening in downtown Disney, just kind of bumming around and relaxing. Friday is our first full park day. So Disneyland, of course, is where we're starting because that's how you start your trip. You got to start in Disneyland. Very excited again to just have that bonus day before all the wedding chaos, before everybody is flying in. Tag flies in late that night. And then Saturday, I actually did a crazy thing and bought myself a one-day park ticket because my annual pass is blocked out. But Saturday is the one day that Vern's family is going to be able to be in the parks at all because they're just kind of flying in quickly for the weekend. They're flying, you know, like a Friday to then leave right after they're flying in Friday afternoon and then flying back home Sunday, after the rehearsal. So their one day to do the park is Saturday.
That's a real short turnaround time.
So I bought a park ticket to spend it was worth it, but it sounds kind of crazy, but I bought a park ticket just to be able to spend a couple hours with them in the parks in the morning.
I think it's worth it because you can't really 100%. Replace that. Plus you get more time. Oh no, you're going to be in Disneyland, aren't you?
I'm going to be in Disneyland with them. I'm really excited. I love experiencing the park with other people, and it's going to be just that much more special to experience it with family members that we've never experienced the parks with before. Vern and I were talking, we're not sure if his mom, maybe she went to Disneyland like forever and ever and ever ago, but definitely not anything recent. Right. So it'll almost be like a first trip for her to Disneyland. So that's going to be really fun and really magical. And I don't know his sister and her family. They've done Disney parks before. I don't know. They may have only been doing World. I'm not sure if they've done Land or not. So, but either way, very excited to have that time with them. I'm going to just do a short time and then come back out of the parks because I do have a couple little prep things to do. And then this was crazy. Saturday was supposed to just be like wedding prep day because it's right day before the wedding.
Right.
But it ended up kind of evolving. My family very, very graciously volunteered to do some of the wedding prep stuff for me so I could take the morning to enjoy the parks with Vern and his family. So they're going to be working on doing some like steaming of everybody's suits since everybody's flying out there, that sort of thing. The one thing I'm like a little nervous about is we're assembling. This sounds weird, but we're going to assemble my bouquet because I am doing my bouquet myself because I had a very specific vision for it. I am combining solowood flowers and some family heirloom bouquets of deceased loved ones that are going to be in there because I just thought it was a nice way to kind of have those people be a part of that day.
Yeah.
But we're going to be using some fresh flowers too. So that's why we have to wait to assemble it when we're there. So Saturday's going to be that. But then Saturday afternoon tag, what are we doing? The Disney stars and planets aligned perfectly.
I mean, it wasn't quite as good as our studio trip and villains night and everything that was
pre-pandemic. I'm pretty darn excited about this.
I don't even remember what the talk is, but Becky Cline will be there, right?
Yes. So we're going to the Bowers Museum. We have tickets for the panel that they're doing. It's the Art of Costuming. They're talking about the book that they came out with. I want to say this came out in 2019, not long after D23 Expo.
I was going to say.
Or it came out at Expo. But yeah, so we're going to the Walt Disney Archives panel. And yes, Becky Cline is supposed to be there along with other archivists.
And book signing. Are you going to buy this book and get it signed?
Yes. This is going to be like people go to the bars to have their like one last night of being single. I'm going to a Disney Archives talk. Like, I'm so excited.
Did we buy tickets
this.
For this, by the way?
We did.
Okay, good. I'm excited because Becky Cline, to me, is almost on the same level as like an Imagineer or something. So being in the same room, and I don't think that their space is huge, so it'll be kind of more intimate, I feel like, which will be great. And then if we can get an autograph or something for a book signing, that'll be amazing.
My hope is to get a signed book, and I really want to get a picture with her.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
That's my, like, if we could do that cherry on top, I'd be so excited.
So then after that,
we are rushing back to Disneyland, back to the world of weddings, and I'm having our rehearsal dinner, or rehearsal dinner. We have to have the rehearsal first. We're having our rehearsal, and then after that rehearsal dinner, and we're having kind of just like a welcome meetup for friends and family, because since everyone's flying in and everybody's kind of arriving at different times, I thought it'd be really nice to just all kind of have a casual night together, just enjoying each other's company before the big day, before all the craziness, and before everybody goes their separate ways in the parks and all that. Because it's a big group, so I don't imagine that we're all going to be, all 25 of us are going to be together every step of the way in the parks. That's just not possible. So it's going to be the one time outside of the wedding that everybody's going to be able to kind of just be together and hang out. So we're doing that, of course, at one of our favorite places for DL Weekly hangups. We're going to hang out over in front of Trader Sam's over at the Tongaroa Terrace.
At the Disneyland Hotel.
At the Disneyland Hotel, yes.
That should be a lot of fun. Teresa did remind me tonight as we were eating dinner together that, of course, my poke bowl I probably have to have again because that is so, so good. Maybe Trader Sam's will like let you in and give you a special like you're getting married drink or something.
That'd be fun if there was some like extra
something that would go off and explode or something.
I really want to get Vern into Trader Sam's. I think he would.
Oh, he would love it.
Be over the moon with
that. I think Vern working there.
Oh, 100%.
Because he loves the Jungle Cruise. And doing all that kind of improv-y stuff. And then he's a good bartender, so it'd be like
He bartended for years.
Yeah.
Years and years. And he really loved the mixology behind it.
Sure.
And so I feel like Trader Sam's would be a really, really wonderful place to bartend. Because you have great conversations, super fun drinks. Of course,
people are usually in a good mood.
I would think be usually a good mood. But I don't think you have to deal with as much of the like downside of it, because I don't think you have anybody getting too wild and crazy at Trader Sam's.
Well,
maybe they do.
The bars that he worked at was, we live in a 3-college town, and he worked at one of the bars downtown where all the college kids would go to, and college kids get a little rowdy. I don't foresee a lot of college kids going to Trader Sam's.
It'd be very, very expensive to get very drunk at Trader Sam's.
So that night, late, producer James and our two exchange students, Ione and Max, will be showing up, and they'll be coming in late. And of course, we're staying at the Howard Johnson again, which I made sure to upgrade our room because Teresa and I really enjoyed our room in building 2, I think we were in, when we were there in December. I thought it was great. But I wanted to get that cool experience for the boys of the theme park view. So that was kind of the reasoning so we upgraded to get the theme park view. And then the next day, of course, is the wedding day.
Next day is the big day.
Now, our community manager, Kate, has been a saint. And she is going to take, because James and I are doing stuff for the wedding, but the boys are not going to be part of the wedding. So we got them tickets, and they are going to go with our community manager, Kate, and she is going to introduce them to Disney California Adventure, which I just made a point that, first of all, we didn't get park hoppers for them, but I want to introduce them to Disneyland. So we figured Kate can show them DCA. Teresa, you think that they're going to like DCA more than Disneyland, which I don't know. We'll see. I hope not. I don't know. I have a lot of hesitation because I was a little nervous with Katzper, and he loved it. So I'm hoping that the same thing will happen with these boys. But they're different boys, so who knows? So the morning of Sunday, what's going on there? What went on there?
My hair and makeup stuff is starting bright and early, 6 a.m.,
is there a coffee place open that early that I can?
I don't know. We're gonna have to figure out the coffee situation for this 6 a.m.
I need to find
start to the day
a Disney cast member to get me a horchata cold brew.
That would be amazing.
I don't think that'll happen.
I don't think that'll happen either, but that would be amazing. So yeah, so we're starting very, very early. The wedding itself is at 9:30, and then the reception starts at 11. So technically a brunch reception.
So between 10 and 11, is there like photos and stuff?
Yeah, okay. But there's also, so James doesn't have to stand there for photos and stuff. And I have, you guys are doing your photos kind of at the beginning of it.
Oh, sure.
And then there's like a pre-reception.
Oh, cool.
It's not, so if it was a nighttime thing, it'd be called cocktail hour because there's like hors d'oeuvres and stuff and drinks. Sure. But
where is that?
That's separate. It's in the wedding garden, which is over at...
You're all over the resort for this.
Well, they take you. I don't know.
I'm just saying, but you're all over this place.
No, I know. I think it's at the wedding garden is where that is. But they do that on purpose because that's also the only time that if you bring in any of your own stuff. So like I did make some things Tag helped with.
Yeah.
And some things for like table decorations that we have to set out ourselves. So anything you bring in... yourself,
yeah,
you have to set up yourself. Disney won't set that stuff up for you. But if you choose to do floral through the Disney company and have them be your florists, they will set up and tear down all of the stuff that they're providing. But anything that you provide or anything an outside vendor is providing, Disney's not able to help with.
Sure. Which also brings up another point. So for this reception, there was quite the venture to find a speaker system for you for this.
Yes, there was. So with this being a brunch, we decided to not go the traditional route and hire like a DJ or a band or anything. It's outdoors. It's a small group. My family's not like nobody's big dancers. So sure. the poor DJ would just be sitting there like pressing buttons to play music. So we decided to save some money and we bought a couple of outdoor speakers that we're bringing along with us, Bose speakers. They sound fabulous. I can't wait to hear them in that space.
I mean, but how many speakers did we listen to before you got the Bose?
Oh, it was a
stores.
Process.
I mean, I was only with you for like two stores, but I know you went to like and listened to another couple places. Yeah. So
were you even with for two stores or was this the one store? So I think maybe you're just there.
Maybe
for
it was just the one store.
I think it was just Best Buy.
It just felt like more than one store because we kept going back and forth.
It was really difficult because like Tag would be over like pressing the buttons for the volume and I'd be walking like way far away to see, okay, how far away can I hear this one speaker and all this stuff.
But we're inside like of a Best Buy, mm-hmm. which is hard to kind of tell what it's going to sound like outside.
Yeah. So hopefully we made a good choice. We will find out.
So we were those annoying people that had the volume way up and everybody in the store could hear it.
We were. It's okay. It's totally fine.
I think
fine.
It'll work out great because Vern demoed it for me the other night and I thought it sounded great. Did you guys try it outside yet?
Not yet.
I think it's going to be great.
I think it'll work well.
Yeah.
Because it's just basically we just want something for background music because the thought.
And
you have
a dance though, don't you?
So we'll be like Vern, it'll be used for Vern and I's first dance. I'm doing a dance with my dad and then Vern's doing a dance with his mom. Other than that, that's really the only planned dancing that we have.
Where's the Greg and me dance that Greg was asking about?
You guys can pick your song and you can do whatever dance your heart's desire. So we'll see how that goes. I think I'm going to try a couple things that I'm going to do last minute. I want to try and think of some fun games. So I don't know, maybe if we'll have like a Disney trivia thing or something to do other than eat, drink, and talk.
What's like, wrong I with want those things?
Nothing, but I want something else just in case it's like, so we've been sitting here eating, drinking, and talking, and we've run out of things to talk about. You know, I want something to like make it a little bit more fun and exciting.
Now, I think we talked about this before, but I was curious. Do you have any characters coming to any of this?
No characters. That is extra. Yeah, you can have characters come to your wedding, but it is an extra cost. I don't remember off the top of my head what the extra cost was. The other thing too is while I was planning this, of course, I was planning this, you know, in the middle of COVID, so the rules have been
all over the place,
and have been changing and evolving daily. So like at one point, you couldn't have characters. Couldn't be outside.
Okay.
You could only have character experiences.
You would think outside would be the spot that would be safer.
Yeah, you would only have character experiences inside. And then now you can have them outside. And then, of course, you have to, right now they do have, well, I don't know if they do anymore now since masking is, you don't have to wear masks in Disneyland. But you didn't have to wear your mask at the event when masking was required at the resort. But you did have to wear your mask with the character interactions right. and photos. I guess I don't know. That rule's probably changed now. And then the other thing, of course, is distancing. It's a right. it's a distance meet and greet too. So for me, as fun as it would be to have like Mickey there, it just didn't seem worthwhile. And especially since we're spending the afternoon and evening in the park.
Sure.
We can see the characters there. Yeah, we're gonna have all sorts of character interactions in the park. So yeah.
Food. We didn't talk about the food.
My gosh. I need to pull up the email. Have I even told you about the food yet?
Well, you've told me off and on about different options, but I don't know if you told me what the final thing was.
You're not going to believe this food. Like, I am here for the food.
So let's start with the less exciting stuff. So one, what were the things that you wanted that they could not do for you? Because I know that you had asked them for a couple different things. Or what were the things that were bonuses for you?
So some of the things that there's one thing that I'm still waiting on to get confirmation for. It's not a big thing, but we requested if any of the park beers would be able to be be at the reception for our guests to enjoy. And yes, they can. We gave them a list of, Vern actually went through, and there's a couple of Oga's beers. There was a couple of beers that are at Pim Test Kitchen. I'm not sure where the other ones were. Those were mainly where the beers were from. But the one that he's really wanting is a Gamorrean ale that's served at Oga's. Really enjoys that beer. So we specifically, she said, yes, you can get park beers. And it's, you know, you buy it by the case, whatever. So we asked specifically, okay, well, what about the Gamorrean? So she's waiting to hear back to confirm on that. And then to also find out what the price would be for that. The other thing I requested was, this is not on their menu, but I asked if it would be possible to do Bengal beef skewers.
Mm-hmm.
And it is possible to do Bengal beef skewers. However, you had to order, I think it was like quantities of like in 50. So I had to get either 50 or 100 or 150.
Yeah.
And we decided against it because, again, the group is 25 people. So
I would have eaten 50 skewers.
50 beef skewers for an appetizer.
Plus all the other
prior
food.
To what I'm going to, this crazy list that I'm going to read. It was just going to be way too much food at that point. So
you
unfortunately,
still have too much food, right?
I still have too much food. Yes, I 100% still have too much food. All right. So the menu for our pre-reception, which is happening in the wedding garden, I ordered some fruit skewers, some farmer's market garden vegetables with a garden vegetable basket. So like a veggie tray.
Okay.
Fancier looking, of course, because it's a Disney veggie tray.
Right.
But the exciting thing that I did do that's parks related is Mickey pretzels. There will be Mickey pretzels at the wedding pre-reception thing. There's also a bar which you can get, you know, there's juice, of course, with it being brunch. There's like juices, there's sodas, there's wines, and there's beers. There's also going to be mimosas because, again, it's brunch. Of course, we have to have mimosas. But this is the very exciting thing. So we decided to do a buffet for our brunch. And I actually was able to modify one of the buffets that they had and kind of pick and choose things that I wanted that I saw on other parts of the menu. So they made this custom menu for us. So for the chilled selections, we have a wedge salad with blue cheese, onions, bacon, tomatoes, and you're gonna have a choice of either blue cheese or ranch dressing for the side, the wedge salad. For the entrees, we have a roasted breast of chicken with garlic jus and garden vegetables.
Oh, that sounds good.
There's a seared Loch Dwart salmon with pickled red onions, cucumbers, and Chardonnay mustard dream.
That sounds good.
There's a char-grilled London broil with caramelized...
How am I supposed to choose?
It's a buffet. You don't have to choose.
Thank goodness.
and then there's also the char-grilled London broil, which is a steak.
Yeah.
Caramelized onions and a stout demi-glaze, and a three-cheese tortellini with English pea prosciutto, Asiago garlic cream sauce. For the sides, there's herb-roasted fingerling potatoes, roasted squash with root vegetables, and also selections of whole grain artisan breads with sweet butter. This was crazy. There's desserts. that's a pastry chef selection of wine country inspired desserts. I asked, since, right, it's a wedding, we're going to have a wedding cake, can you just get rid of the desserts? And they said, well, we can get rid of them, but it really doesn't change your cost that much. So we're going to have all the desserts, all of the sweets. Oh, yeah. And then there's like kids buffet price and then wedding vendor meals. Listen to the wedding. Like, so I bought the meals for my different vendors. So I have a videographer and photographers that'll be there. And their vendor meal is the pan-seared chicken breast with a chef selection of starch and vegetables with like a cookie. So like, so that even
different,
sounds,
huh? So
it's a little bit different.
So yep. They don't just get to have the buffet.
Yep. The really exciting thing is the wedding cake. We're going to have a two-tiered wedding cake.
Okay.
With the best two flavors, in my opinion, Dole Whip and churro. So one of the tiers will be a Dole Whip flavor. The smaller tier will be the Dole Whip flavor. The larger tier will be the churro flavored
cake. Now, the churro one you said was like the one that we had.
Yeah, it's the cocoa cake that we tried during Festival of Holidays when we were there in December. Very good. Not overpowering. And then as a little gift for everyone to take home with them, I did also order individually wrapped Mickey Mouse Rice Krispie treats.
Oh.
Isn't that fun?
That's cute.
So that's kind of like the party favor type thing, I suppose.
Now, am I reading this right? Is the buffet from 11 to 3? Does that mean that it's going to be out there for that whole, like, how does it work?
So that's the 11 to 3 is the reception. Okay. I want to say they can only have it out. They only have it open for an hour and a half. So it's still
over on the itinerary, I think. I assume that the reason for that is because of, it has to stay warm and everything, and
there's some certain time frame that it's out. I don't remember what the time frame is.
I just got to prepare myself that day. So, oh, good, that's like lunchtime,
mm-hmm.
And do we have breakfast plans?
So that'll be when we're getting ready, something to munch on.
Okay, yeah, because you'll want to keep your appetite for this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Exciting,
very exciting.
And that goes till 3. Then what's happening after 3?
So then after 3, there's just a little bit of cleanup. We get to change clothes and head on into the parks.
Oh, that's not too bad, actually, at all.
So, like, 3, I'm going to assume 3 to 4 to pick stuff up. I don't even think it's going to take that long. Get it to the whole, get it put away and then change, and away we go.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
I fully expect that we're going to be in the parks by 5.
Oh, perfect. That's not bad at all.
My thought process for that. So, yeah, very exciting.
It does sound very exciting. Well,
it's going to be a long day, but it's going to be a really fun day.
At that point, James and I will go meet up with Kate and our students in DCA. And oh my God, that is the day I have to try to cram in all of my.
you're definitely going to have to check with James to see if you can lunch over in DCA.
I don't know, man. Something. Anyway, because the Food and Wine Fest is happening and I want like all of it. So we'll have to see how that goes. Maybe that'll be dinner, because like we'll be free for dinner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But that's still going to be, oh man. My stomach.
A lot of wonderful food options to try and sift through that day.
We should have stayed more days. Now that I'm having regrets for not staying more days. Anyway, what are you doing after?
So
the wedding?
The other fun thing that's happening after the wedding is our photographers are coming with us, and we're going to do just a couple little. We're going to do like a mini photo shoot in the park. Nothing major. They're friends of ours, so we're going to just hang out in the park with them, but she's going to bring one of her cameras with. And so we're going to hopefully get some pretty fun in Disneyland photos of Vern and I as well.
That'll be cute.
I feel like such a crazy person, and I can't believe that I'm like letting the world know that I did this. I'm like shamed that I did this. I had my eye on that Mickey Mouse balloon dress.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that dress that we saw at like Touch of Disney?
Did you buy one on eBay?
I bought not one on eBay. I end up having to buy 2 on eBay.
Why?
Because the first one I bought was way too big. So not
only
did I have to buy from a reseller once, but I had to do it twice. Yes, I'm going to resell it.
Okay.
To like recoup what I paid for it.
I feel better now because earlier today, I spent $10 on Facebook to promote my business, and I felt dirty spending money with Facebook. So we've both done our shame.
So hard. Like, even my mom knew that I really wanted this one specific dress. Some Weekly Tears knew that I was looking for this dress. So I had Weekly Tears checking the parks. Like, is it maybe going to come in, come back? On Shop Disney, it still exists, but it just is out of stock. It's very weird. It's almost like maybe they have more of them sitting
on a cargo ship somewhere.
Stuck somewhere.
You know, because, what's going to be really
funny?
They
sold out crazy fast. For
You're
going to
see
dresses.
It in the park on like Thursday.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
So did it arrive already?
Both of them are in my closet. Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, they are here.
I know you wanted
fits.
That.
Yes.
So that's great.
So that's going to be my post-wedding dress.
Like your
for
evening
the park.
Dress mm-hmm. for that night? Mm-hmm. So then Monday. What are your plans Monday?
Parks. We're hanging out in the parks Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, so Monday, Tuesday, we again... James and the boys did not get park hoppers, mm-hmm. so we will be in Disneyland Monday, Tuesday, and then we fly home Wednesday. We do, James yep. and the boys and I.
Yep.
And then you guys are doing something else.
Yeah, so I have my ticket, which is the key holder, so I have the park hopper option, and then we decided to upgrade and got Vern the park hopper option.
Oh.
So that we can kind of bounce back and forth. Because we actually did it. I have this weird rule. I like to start my trip in Disneyland and I like to end my trip in Disneyland.
Sure.
So, and then, of course, like wedding day, Disneyland. Hands yeah. down, I need to be in Disneyland after the wedding.
Okay.
But all of my family decided that they were going to do Disneyland on Monday, which would have been like our natural one day that made sense for DCA.
Sure.
But they, so anyway, so we got the park hopper so we can go back and forth.
So you could still get that, but also spend time with them.
Yep. And, yeah. Yep. So we're starting every day in Disneyland and going to just do some afternoons in DCA as needed, which I'm a little sad because I wish I would have had one morning start in DCA so we could have done like rope drop parade Eater Springs or something like
sure.
that. But
now
that's okay.
Now, are you going to do Genie or any of that stuff, or is anybody in your family doing Genie
so
or any of that?
I was talking with my cousin's wife, because last time we were there, so when I went for Oogie Boogie Bash in 2019, I went with my parents and then also met up with this other part of my family,
sure.
and they did Max Pass and loved it. So she was excited about Genie. So she and I kind of chatted about it. I said, hold off, don't like, it's not the same, because Max Pass was less.
Yep.
And had, you know, different rules or whatever. So she, I told her, so maybe they haven't fully decided. Because
sure.
really, I think you can, with how many days that we're there, I think you can get through everything.
Sure.
In plenty of time. But yeah. So anyways, the one thing I do know that I'm going to be purchasing is Photo Pass. I will have Photo Pass.
So you might as well get Genie.
But not really, because if I have Genie and nobody else has Genie, what's the point of
I suppose
the Genie?
That makes
so
sense.
So it's cheaper to just do photo, you know, do the $20 for one person yeah. versus everybody.
Yeah. So I think on that Sunday with the boys, because that's the only DCA
yeah.
day, we're getting Genie for them so they can make sure they hit everything in DCA. Mm-hmm. And when we're
that
there
makes
in
sense.
The night, especially because they will have gone on a bunch of stuff. But I definitely foresee James and I, because of the way Genie works, you can only use it once per attraction per day.
Yeah.
So the boys will have used a bunch of them already. Mm-hmm. So James and I could hop on. I mean, we'll spend time with the boys when we're not hopping through everything. And then I think...
So what are the boys going to do while you're going on these rides?
They can eat or go hang out at Adventures Camp. I don't know. They'll do something. We don't know what it's going to be like that day. And then for the Disneyland days, I think it depends on what the crowds look like. If it seems like the crowds are bad, we may just do it just for convenience.
Sure.
Because I'm used to being able to spend 5 days, so I feel like I'm going to feel frantic in this 3 days, especially since me, it's only realistically 2 and a little bit of days.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm going to feel rushed compared to what I normally do in the park
sure.
to try
oh,
to
yeah,
hit
sure.
everything. So I think it's outrageous and I don't want to do it. But it may be a situation like where we pay the $20 to ride Rise or whatever mm-hmm. because it'll just be that, like, that's just a huge chunk of time. That
unless
we
you rope drop it, it seems like rope dropping. It's not.
Well,
too
I already
terrible,
told
but...
the boys that they better be ready because we are rope dropping to close, and I know that they get really tired
yeah.
out doing things, and I just told them like, I mean, you guys can go back to the hotel, but I'm there from open to close, and that's how it's going to be. And I think they'll really enjoy it. I think
yeah.
they'll be very tired. I think that we will come back from this trip and they will be very tired. But mm-hmm. I think they're going to have a good time. I mean, who doesn't have a good time at Disneyland?
I think so, too. I think it'll be very fun and very magical for them. It'll just be really interesting because they've got two different personalities.
Oh, yes.
So I think it'll be interesting to see how both of them I don't want to say do in the park, but just how both of them kind of like, quote unquote, attack the park.
Process the park.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a good way of saying it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested in this, too, because I feel that you're right. They're both going to handle it differently. And mm-hmm. when we went for D23 with Catspur, it was just Catspur I had to worry about.
Right. Yep.
And now it's, for me, it's James and the boys, because I always am trying to make everybody happy and make sure everybody has a good time. But I also want to have a good time. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a lot of that. And hopefully, we'll talk about it, obviously, next week.
Yeah.
On how everything did go. And I'm sure that there'll be some surprises that are awesome. And I'm sure there's going to be some surprises that maybe aren't so awesome. But we'll find out. But it's kind of interesting to think that when people hear this, you will be, I mean, because I know you're not doing the name thing, but you'll be Mrs. Vern Wisenthal.
I'll be official. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It'll be official on paper. I know. It's crazy to think. It's really crazy to think, especially with how long. I mean, the planning process, it was going to be a long planning process because our original date was March of 2021. We got mm-hmm. We got engaged December of 2019. And people are like, why March? Why spring? Disney nerd, we all know this. I specifically chose a time for when those pink trees are blooming because are just gorgeous. So, so pretty.
I don't think I've seen them in person, so this will be a first for me, too.
You have to touch of Disney. They were blooming.
But we weren't in Disneyland.
No, we didn't see the blooming trees in Disneyland, but we saw the pink trees. I'm so happy. It seems like they're blooming now. I think we're going to be there still while they're still blooming. I think they have a decent blooming season. I don't think it's just like here one weekend, gone the next kind of a thing. So I'm really, really excited to get to have photos like in like by the castle, by the partner statue. Those pink trees mm-hmm. just breathtaking. They even have some pink trees in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
Really?
They do it, which I think like that pink color popped up against the neutral and more earthy tones and more like industrial tones would just be so, so pretty and so like, I can't wait. I just cannot wait.
So now we don't have to get into details, but after Disneyland, mm-hmm. when will you be back home?
So Vern and I will not be back to the Midwest until the following Sunday, the 27th. We decided to extend our trip. We were going to just do, you know, like a couple more days in Disneyland, but we decided, you know, we love Disneyland, don't get me wrong, but we decided we wanted to do something a little bit different. So we are actually renting a car and doing a little mini extra bonus trip for California. We're going to be driving to, where are we going? We're going to Sequoia National Park. We're going to go to Death Valley National Park. And then we're also going to go to Joshua Tree National Park.
Which Joshua Tree is near the proposed Cotina Disney community thing.
It is. So I'll have to maybe like get my binoculars out and see if I can see anything. I'm sure there's nothing going on over there now. But we're really excited. First and foremost, very big Disney people, of course, as you all are well aware. But we also love exploring national parks, so we're really excited to be able to add that portion onto this trip as well.
Well, that's been something I know that Vern has talked about for mm-hmm. a while, that he finally has the opportunity and some time to be able to be in California and see something that's other than Disneyland,
which we all really enjoyed in July when we did our day trip to San Diego. That was really fun. Of course, 100% we love Disney, but it's fun to kind of add these extra little mini trips onto the Disney trip to be able to enjoy and experience other things. Because 100% up until San Diego, the only thing that both Vern or I had seen of California besides like the LA airport and the drive from LA to Anaheim was Disneyland.
Right.
Like even going to Bowers Museum last spring when we were there for Touch of Disney to see that exhibit, that was the first time I'd ever ventured outside of the like that little down,
well,
you know, the
took
Disney
us
area. Yeah. And then we did the little day trip too. That was just incredible. That was the first time I had seen anything outside of Disney that trip too. That was that trip 100% first time that I'd ever seen anything outside of the Disney Resort area. So, and it's a big state. There's a lot to, there's a lot of really cool things to see.
You haven't even been to the top part of the state.
I know. We're just trying to explore this tiny little corner, and it's already, it's just so beautiful. And there's so many different things.
There's a reason so many people live there and it's so expensive is because there's a lot of things to do and a lot of different things to see. Exactly. It is a gorgeous state, geography wise and everything like that, but also like human stuff, right? Obviously, like Disneyland kind of things. Mm-hmm. San Francisco is really nice to go visit, and Golden Gate Bridge and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But then, of course, there's the Redwoods up in the Northern California.
I'm excited because Sequoia looks like it's like a hint of the Redwoods. Sure. Like it looks like it's the Redwoods.
It's cool, though. What's really cool is going to like a Redwood thing when it's like foggy.
Oh.
It's beautiful because everything just kind of, it feels otherworldly.
I believe it. Yeah, that'll have to be another trip, because the other big Disney bucket list thing would be the Disney Family Museum.
Mm. We should plan a trip to Northern California, because I'd like to show you like where I grew, like, oh, I showed Santa it to Rosa? James and stuff. Like, I'd like to show you, there's a cool taco place, the beach and stuff where I used to like hang out for high school and stuff. I would like to spend more time up there, because like when James and I did the road trip, we went through there real quick, and I really would have liked to spend like another whole day there.
Sure, yeah.
San Francisco too. I mean, there's a lot up there, and I'm really familiar with it because I lived there almost my whole life. So that'd be a cool trip to do, and also see like the Redwoods and stuff, because even though I lived there, I didn't see the Redwoods and stuff that often. I only went once or twice. And James shuns me every time when I say that I lived in near wine country and did not take any advantage of it.
But like, wine's not your thing. That's like if I live somewhere that was known for all sorts of beers, are not my thing. So, sure. You know.
Well, hopefully, Teresa, since this is in the past, but also in the future, all at the same time.
This is a weird episode, like, to try and timeline talk wise.
I'm just really,
you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
I am talking in like present day. We're recording this on March 10th. So I'm talking like we will be, and you're doing a very good job of, okay, people will be listening to this though on March, what is it? March for second, third, March 20th, like March 23rd.
Yep.
You know, so you're doing a good job of saying this would have happened.
So,
I'm sorry if the timeline stuff was confusing.
I hope that when this episode goes live, that we will be wrapping up an amazing trip and everything will have gone well. I would have been. You're still going to be driving around California. But I'm hoping that your wedding aspect and Disney part of the trip has gone really well and everything has gone according to plan and everything goes off without a hitch.
There is no doubt in my mind. I think it's going to be magical. I really do.
Oh,
I think
I'm
it's
sure
going to
be
amazing. There's just something, because everyone's like, well, why get married at Disneyland? It is not inexpensive. Don't get me wrong. You know, it is, there is a price, obviously, to get married at Disney property, let alone, you know, travel and all that stuff. But there's just something, and you all know, there's just something about being in that space. There's just this, there's this electricity and just magic in the air. And so we decided, you know, what better way to celebrate. Like, you can't replicate that magic. Like, I know, yes, everyone's wedding day, it is magical in its own way, but, like, there's, like, no doubt in my mind that it's going to be such a fantastic day, because I trust Disney. I trust Disney. Like, I'm not worried. Everyone's like, oh, did you do wedding, like, menu tastings or anything? Nope, we did not fly out. We did not do any wedding tastings. We could have, but it just didn't make sense to pay to go out there just to go taste some food, because I'm just that confident in Disney, and I know that the food's going to be amazing. I mean, did you hear the sounds?
You say this.
Don't say that.
And then you're like, that was a bad idea.
This is the worst Disney food I've ever had. So I was talking, but I was talking with Maggie, and she's like, I know you're park people. She's like, and I told her, I'm like, I'm not worried about the food. She's like, no, I'm telling you, like, if you think the park, like, if you are enjoying foods from the park, she's like, the hotel food is just, like, out of this world, so much better. So I'm like, wow.
One of these trips, we should make a point to eat at some of the restaurants at the hotels. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I've never eaten at Napa Rose. I've never eaten at, Goofy's Kitchen.
Yeah, Goofy's Kitchen. I've
Steakhouse
that.
55 that's not there.
That makes me so sad. Because honestly, Steakhouse 55 was one of the, like, Vern and I were going to have a meal at Steakhouse 55. Oh, yeah, that would have been amazing. During, like, the wedding week, but I don't know.
Because you guys
the
other both was, like steak.
Mm-hmm. And then the other hope was for Phantasmic to be back and do a Blue Bayou dining package and have front row seats to Phantasmic, but no such luck.
I was hoping for that, too.
I really thought that it was going to be back in time, but that's okay.
Fireworks and stuff aren't back yet either.
No, we'll have Mickey's Mixed Magic.
Okay, that's a fun one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed our future and past at the same time.
Thank you, everyone, for listening while we finally got to share our excitement that we have been keeping to ourselves. It feels really good to finally let everyone in on, not really the secret, but like all the details and all the excitement.
Well, now the problem is, next week when we record our normal episode, are you going to be able to keep it in? Because in your brain, it will have already been out there.
Yeah, I will.
I hope so. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week with more Disneyland news information and our recap of everything that actually happened.
Yes. So until then, go out and enjoy the parks.
Please remain seated until the podcast comes to a complete stop and the doors have opened. Then collect your belongings, watch your head, and step carefully from the episode. On behalf of all of our crew, thanks for traveling with us. And we hope you have a happy and memorable visit here at DL Weekly.